Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today, a most historic day. It is January 6th, 2021, or shall I say 1776. Eric the Tech, welcome, by the way, Eric the Tech and I and others. We've been up pretty much the entire night. Eric, how you feeling? You all right?
Doing good.
All right. We've been up pretty much the entire night, watching things take place in Georgia, talking with people on the ground in Washington, D.C. We were supporting and have, people, representing the Hagman Report, reporting for the Hagman Report in Washington, D.C. on the ground there, both at the Ellipsis, as well as the Capitol building, bringing you real time information. As we can. Today, of course, is the 6th, as I said, 1776, I believe. We are watching this play out before us. I apologize for the debris in my way. I'll move that here momentarily. With me, I've got colleague and co-host Randy Taylor, as well as Richard Proctor, constitutional expert, to guide us what we are going to be seeing today and what we have seen today and what we are seeing today and commenting on that and the days ahead. You know, a republic, if you can keep it. The question is, can we keep it? That's the big question. And I think the people of these United States who have descended upon the nation's capital, are saying we intend on keeping the republic. Folks, if you think for one minute that the mainstream media is not complicit in this theft of our republic, you're wrong. They are complicit. The social media giants, big tech censorship, all responsible for and all complicit in the takeover of our republic. They don't want us to be a republic. They want us to be absorbed into this Borg of globalism. This is 1984 being met by 1776. This program is early, and it's also going to be streaming throughout the day, and also it's between 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, our regular time. As we update throughout the day, additions will be made. So just go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. And make sure you bookmark HagmanReport.com. And I implore you, I beg of everyone listening, watching this broadcast, do me a favor. Do us a favor. And that favor extends to Randy Taylor. The favor extends to Richard Proctor. Follow us on Rumble. Subscribe to us on Rumble. Because we no longer are going to be dealing with the immoral morass of YouTube, who are facilitators in the takedown of our representative republic, of our constitutional republic. We refuse to give them one second, one dime, any quarter, no quarter. Before I bring on Randy Richard Proctor, again, constitutional expert, provisinstitute.com. Please bookmark that website as well. Also get Saving the Constitution. Before I bring them on, I will say this. I had a conversation earlier today with someone looking, asking the question as to where we're at. You know, asking a question, what to do. And should we submit to, is this God's judgment? Is what we're seeing God's judgment on America? My response very simply, I am not a biblical expert. I'm not a preacher, a minister. God doesn't talk to me or through me, I don't think. But I did say this. if, in a nutshell, if you cannot decide what to do or what side you're on, you've already chosen the side that you're on. And it's, in my view, it's not on the side of righteousness. It's not on the side of saving what is left of and reestablishing our representative republic. I am angry. I'm looking at a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people in Washington, D.C., who have traveled from every state, I believe. I know I've talked to people from six different states, seven actually, as far away as California to Pennsylvania, who are there and representing this this republic, or representing this program and working and standing firm on behalf of our republic. We saw what happened in Georgia overnight. We were watching that closely, and you could have mapped that out. Anyone thinking that anything different was going to happen in Georgia, you're delusional. We saw the theft of an election there. I'm not sure who made Stacey Abrams governor of Georgia, or the sole arbiter of all things Georgia. But I can tell you this, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger, they have abdicated their responsibilities. Brad Raffensperger, of course, we played a audio clip of him initially talking in Mandarin and thanking his Chinese handlers for putting him in office back in 2015. I don't know if that's not Exhibit A. I don't know what is. Now, I'm not going to drone on here. I'm going to bring on Randy Taylor and Richard Proctor. Welcome to the both of you. Randy, first, come on in. How are you?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Not bad.
I'm sitting here watching PBS, and at the bottom of the screen it says, well, it said a second ago, I was trying to get a screen capture how Biden was president and that there was no evidence for widespread election fraud.
Well, we beg to differ. There's ample evidence. People are either willfully ignorant or contemptible damned liars.
These media outlets just kill me. Oh, it's just unbelievable.
It is. Richard Proctor, thanks for joining us on this very historic day.
I'm glad to be here. I really am. This is an excellent time to be here. And I'm going to refer, as time passes, to the Declaration of Independence, as well as the Constitution as it comes up.
Thank you for that, because the supreme document of the land is the United States Constitution. The Declaration of Independence is a statement. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. It's a statement. And we are here to proclaim our independence from these tyrants and these oligarchs. And
that's what it says to do.
That's right.
What it says to do in the Declaration of Independence. It says, if a government's going to take away your unalienable rights, then it's your responsibility to abolish or change it, alter it or abolish it. That's our responsibility. Right there in black and white in the document that began our republic. That's the foundation. It's the foundational document. Everything relies on that. It's time. I'm afraid there's a lot of guys in Washington today that are living up to their responsibility of making sure this republic survives based on the Declaration of Independence.
To the people watching this, this program normally airs between 7 and 9 p.m. Eastern time. We are ahead of that because of the events of today. We are ahead of that time period today. Deliberately, we have reports, situational reports from on the ground in D.C. I just want to make people aware of that. And as I said, we will be updating this throughout that 7 to 9 period as necessary. And in addition to that 7 to 9 period, but this is a historic day. We have to put it. I mean, we are all in on this. Again, Randy Taylor's all in. An American, a patriotic American. Richard Proctor, a true patriotic American, constitutional expert. Richard Proctor, this is ahead of the 1 o'clock. We are actually talking ahead of the 1 o'clock. Meeting in Congress where Vice President Pence will be acting as counting the electoral votes and accepting and verifying the electoral votes. What do you expect to have happen? What do you expect him to do? What should he do? Are those two things going to be the same?
No, they're not going to be the same. I'm not sure what to expect. It depends on what he and President Trump have decided to do. I don't have any crystal ball. If this was a proper election, they would open the envelopes from each state, the envelopes submitted by the legislature. Anything by the government is a governor is not constitutional. So they would be opening the electoral ballots submitted by the legislature, and they would be counting the votes. If this was a true, honest election, there would be not two people nominated. There would be hundreds of people nominated, and the decision would be made among those hundreds of statesmen of what would happen if this were a true constitutional election. We haven't seen one of those since 1796, so I don't expect that to occur. What I expect is he's going to open envelopes, some, and make some decisions. I don't know exactly what. He is the president of this particular event. What power he has depends on what he chooses to take. People will say, well, he can't do that. It's unconstitutional. Cotton pick, guys. This entire election is unconstitutional. So why are we going to worry about the Constitution now? We don't care about it yesterday. We don't care about it on November the 3rd. We have states all over the country don't care about it at all. We have states that are obviously cheating, stealing the election at every second. If Trump had gotten all the votes he was entitled to, he would have taken almost every state and 94 million or more votes. But no. The people who are cheating know how to cheat. They know how to steal. They are not covering their tracks very well, though. That was demonstrated in Georgia. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, Georgia just showed that if they allow us to be caught again, it's shame on me. Georgia just showed that they don't have any intentions of honesty, and that's been the goal of all of the elections. So all of this election. So when Pence begins to open envelopes, I would say to him, look back at the law of 1987, actually, and the Supreme Court decision of that same year that says anything counted after midnight is null and void. And in essence, that document, that decision, which is, I guess, could be considered law because everybody thinks the Supreme Court does law, even though it doesn't. That particular decision said we have one election day, one, not two, midnight. If the midnight time occurs and there is no clear elected person from that state, then that state loses its vote entirely. It's gone. If they have a mathematical, let me explain what that means. What that means is that if there are 20 votes still to be counted and the difference between them is 15, then it's not mathematically possible. The 20 could all go to the one and he could have 5 extra. So that state's void now because it's not mathematically possible to say that person would have been elected. So it's void. It didn't finish. It's not even going to be counted, period. Now, that's the decision. 9-0 1997, I don't remember exactly. I wish I could remember all these things. When you get to be 150, you begin to forget some things. Next, if we were to do it another way, this way, when he has two envelopes up and he knows the corruption in these states is rampant, then I would take one and the other, set it aside, and not count that state at all for anything because it is rampant with corruption. In either of these two cases, Trump is president, either of them. I don't think there's another option. Everything else begins to agree with the corruption. Everything else that might come from the White House and the House agrees and the Senate agrees with corruption. If they don't do one of those two things, we can't have corrupted states controlling the election. Can't have it. It's not the way our country works. Our country is a country of law. These people have violated the law continually, and Georgia showed it again last night. So there you have it. We do not have a legal lawful government. And that's in most states that can be said. Most states, we do not have a legal, lawful government. State representatives, state houses, state governors have all shown their colors all throughout this year that they're not legal. They're not paying any attention to law or the citizenry or whatever's going on. This has been a terrible year for dishonesty. It's been a great year for those who want to point to dishonesty and verify it. And it is there. We're not talking something that might be, maybe, perhaps it happened. It was verified again yesterday and last night. The same stuff occurred again to control the people when the people had no choice at all. Everything was done to prevent their choice. These voting machines, they've been around with this for 10, 20 years, and all they've done is allow fraud to control our elections. At this moment, I can say that the election I just had for treasurer was probably okay. The guy who was the incumbent won received just under a million votes and beat both of these other guys by over 800,000. So I think maybe that's possibly correct. Okay? Maybe. But the one for governor wasn't, and the one for all the House people, the one for all of those folks, they weren't proper. They weren't done correctly. There were things that cheated. Folks, we're in a terrible mess, and nobody's living the law. Nobody. No. No state government that I know of, except South Dakota, is living the law throughout this year. That's the only one I know of that's been following the law throughout this year.
Okay.
Every other one.
But if you don't mind, before I kick it to Randy, hold that thought, because I've got a question for you, Richard Proctor. ProvostInstitute.com, bookmark that website, Saving the Constitution. Grab your copy, because that also tells you how to get back to the Constitution. But let me ask you this. We have, what, five or six states that have sent an alternate slate of electors to Congress. Getting back to what you said earlier about Vice President Pence presiding over the count, the alternate slate of electors in Pennsylvania, just by the way, sent a letter in saying, you should not certify the submitted slate of electors, that from the Pennsylvania state legislature. I find it very interesting. Too little, too late, perhaps. But my question to you, getting back to what you just said, with competing states of electors, does Mike Pence, should he, pursuant to the Constitution, should he decertify or ignore or push aside, again, going back to what you said, discount the contested states, and then hold or have a contingent election in both houses or both chambers? Or is there another option? We have some bleed here. Okay, go ahead.
That was me.
What do you mean by contingent election? That's the first thing I need to ask you. What do you mean contingent election?
What I mean by that, and this is based on my research and investigation, is by ignoring the contested states, neither candidate would reach the critical 270 electoral college votes.
Neither does.
Right. Okay. So therefore, at that point, I believe the terminology says, okay, now we have a contested election where neither party has the requisite amount of electoral votes. And then that goes to the state delegations in the House. And it also goes to the Senate.
But that's not exactly what the 12th Amendment really says.
And what does it say?
It says, well, let's just read that spot, okay? Let me just take a second and read it to you, because I don't want anybody to say, well, that's not exactly right. So I'm now going to the 12th Amendment.
And by the way, folks, you can get your own copy of the Constitution, Saving the Constitution, at ProvostInstitute.com. Go ahead, sir.
It says, this is what it says, they shall open the certificates and the vote be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes for president shall be president if such number be a majority of the whole numbers appointed. If no person shall have a majority, then from the persons having the highest numbers, not exceeding three on the list of those who voted for his president. You see, we're assuming there's a list. There's no list. He doesn't have a list. He has a bunch of electors that have been selected by the popular vote, but this is not how the electors are supposed to operate. So we don't have a list. We don't have a list of people to have a majority or a non-majority and have three people go ahead. That's not what's happened. We do not have a 12th Amendment election. My feeling that this means that the whole thing's a quagmire. Therefore, I believe this says the whole number of electors includes only the electors from the states that had valid certifications. Those who do not have valid certifications are not a part of the electoral group. They're not a part of it because they're not certified, because they didn't have honest elections. Therefore, they're not certified. Therefore, the majority of the electors will be decreased by those number, and it won't be 270 anymore. It will be some number less than that because we have eight states that are contested, and he should nullify those, and that would nullify the number of electors. That would change the number of electors, so it would be the majority of the number of electors left. And the calculation I have to that puts Trump in the presidency. But you can't add electors in that you don't certify because the elections are bad. Those electors aren't there anymore. So the number 270 isn't there anymore. You understand what I just said?
I do. Randy Taylor, thoughts.
Who makes that call?
Pardon?
When you say that they're not certified, according to who? Today.
No. Pence has a responsibility of opening the envelopes.
Right.
But he also has a responsibility, and so does the House and the Senate, to honest voting. He also has a responsibility to the Constitution. He also has a responsibility to the people. If those elections, which we know, there's no question, have had horrible, horrible fraud, since we know that fraud is there, then he could legally say these are not counted, period.
Okay.
So we won't. How many electors are there in Pennsylvania, for example? I don't have it off the top of my head.
I don't know.
I think 20.
Okay, well, let's just, pardon?
I believe 20. It's either 18 or 20.
Let's just say 20. Okay. Let's just say 20. Okay. Let's do a little math here. Let's say 20. Now the number of electors total is 1,070. That's the number of electors, guys. I don't know where everybody gets this idea of 270. The number of electors are two times the number of representatives and senators, which is 535. So that's 1,070. So that's the number of electors. So somebody has already changed the Constitution to make 270 the number. It's not constitutional. 270 is not constitutional. Let's work with the number 270, okay? That means that they're working with a number. Let me see. I'm using my little calculator. I don't want to make a mess up here. I want to say it right. Okay. 270 times 2 is 540. Okay. That's 540. By the way, that's not even 535. So I don't know where these numbers are coming from. 270 is the magic number today, somebody says, without referring to any constitutional or any constitutional amendment. But we're going to take 540. Since he didn't, we have absolute corruption. Nobody even can doubt it. I don't care what the media says. They're a part of the corruption. We're going to subtract 20. Now they're not five. There are not 540 anymore. There are 520.
By the way, we're operating of 538 as a total of the electoral count. 538. Again, I don't know where you can look at the slate of electors, the electoral count or electoral map, but
That is not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says there will be one elector for every elected House member and one for every Senate member. There are 50 Senate members. There are 435 House members. That's the number. That comes to 535, not 538. I'm sorry, you guys. We've made stuff up. This is fiction land. The fiction land is where we are. Do we really believe in this Constitution, or do we just allow people to run roughshod over whatever they want? For 538. That's garbage. It isn't 538. Go ahead.
How do you fix that today?
Oh, you fix it by fixing the whole republic. I have ideas about what the 1776 Advisory Commission that President Trump has proposed. Let's get that thing in operation. Let's use it, and let's get this republic back in shape again. But you gotta remove the cheaters, liars, and thieves. Anyway, let's go back to the story I was just doing. 540, that's the number they're working with. Now it's 520 because there were 20 electors not certified. By the time we get done with the entire list, according to somebody's calculations, not mine, we would have 222, something like that, 442 left, of which Trump has 202, therefore he is president because he has the majority of the electors to be counted. That's what the Constitution says. You can't decertify the election because it's corrupt without taking away those electors from the selection. There you have it. But I think.
So if let's say Pence did what you're saying and boom, 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 did this today, would anybody even pay any attention to him? Would they yell and scream? What would happen? We're so screwed up today that if Trump and Pence tried to enact what you're talking about, what would happen?
The same thing that will happen in any instance where Trump is selected to be president, no different. It doesn't make any difference how it's done. If Trump is selected to be president, the same thing will happen no matter what. The riots will occur, all the problems that will occur, all this will happen. Now, are we going to say, oh, no, we can't have riots. We better give in to the rioters. Is that what we're going to say? I mean, what will happen? The riots will start. Well, we better have the military here to help us. Better have the militias here to help us.
Well, I'm hoping somebody has the guts today to do something.
Well, that's what it takes. It takes a person saying, this is the law. We're not going to have the election stolen by cheats and liars and thieves. And we just have another example last night of the cheats and liars and thieves doing exactly the same thing that's been in all 8 of these states over and over and over again. Fool me once, fool me twice. It's my fault. I'm not going to accept the second fool. This time they have shown on the 5th of January their colors again. Nothing new. It's all there. You can't say, let's have a vote, another contingency vote, and expect something different. You can't say, well, if we can elect Trump a different way, there'll be anything different. If the Supreme Court would do what they're supposed to do, there would be riots in the streets. That's why they wouldn't do it, because they were afraid. They were scared we might have riots in the streets. If we don't do something right now, we're going to have riots in the streets.
Yeah. Well, either way, there are going to be riots in the streets. I'm watching Trump right now, and his body language is like he's still pleading his case. And to be honest with you, I'm tired of him pleading his case.
Well, if he doesn't have something more in mind than just pleading his case, then we're going to have real troubles in this country. Yeah. And if he does have something more than pleading his case, he could nip the problem in the bud before the riots start.
That's what needs to happen today.
Yes, it needs to happen today. It should be in place right now.
Yeah.
And when he finishes pleading his case, if they all say, we don't care what you plead is, you know what I heard a gentleman on air say today? The guy's name is Mitt Romney from the state of Utah. He says, I represent the people of the state of Utah, but I will not vote for Trump. He's a senator representing the people of the state of Utah, but I won't do it anyway. Now, that's what he said.
He's a sorry excuse for a senator.
Oh, he's terrible. I think a recall vote is in order, but it's already too late. We got to recall him as of the 1st of January.
I think he's just a sore loser because Trump got into office and he didn't.
That's not all. He's being paid handsomely in the background.
Oh.
The governor of Massachusetts, he showed his trends. I've got volumes of stuff that show what he did in Massachusetts against the people. Against the people. No, he's from this state. He got voted in because of religion. Nothing to do with skill. Nothing to do with honesty. Nothing to do with anything. A lot of people voted for him because he's a Mormon.
Yeah.
We stuck together. I'm sorry to say that. We shouldn't, as Mormons, be sticking together against corruption. Just because he's a Mormon doesn't mean he is not corruptible. And he has shown his corruption.
Oh, yeah, he's corrupt.
Gentlemen, I just want to infuse this. President Trump at 11 o'clock this morning sent out a tweet. And you know, for whatever they're worth, tweet, it's a tweet. He said this: if Vice President Mike Pence comes through for us, we will win the presidency. Okay, now that's a pretty definitive statement. Let me finish his tweet here. Many states wanted to certify the mistake they made in certifying incorrect and even fraudulent numbers in the process, not approved by their state legislatures, which it must be. Mike can send it back. Okay, so this is kind of what we're talking about here. And really, I believe, and Richard Proctor, tell me if I'm right or wrong, but the decision constitutionally should be within each state legislature to decide the slate of electors to send. And if they can't figure it out, if you know, Pennsylvania, they bumble this, well, Mike Pence has got to come through and say, look, no, get away. Right? That's what you just said.
Right. That's what I just said. Send it back. What does send it back mean? Call another election? No.
The election was the third of November.
We won't do that crap show again.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can send it back, because if you send it back, it'll just be another Georgia again, like yesterday. Nope. Send it back means, sorry guys, we won't accept it.
Right.
If that's what send it back means, then I'm happy with that.
Yeah. And from the tenor and tone of everything I've read over the last 12 hours and even the last, 12 weeks. Yeah, it is that, send it back, because they're not valid. They're not legitimate.
That's it. Exactly. They're not valid. They're not legitimate. Send it back. We won't even open it. Yes.
And that, I have a question.
That decreases the number of electors by the number of that state's electors, that, and that therefore gives Trump a majority and the president becomes Trump's. And that's constitutional, because the Constitution is a law.
Question.
Go.
I have a question. All right, let's say that on a beautiful day like this is there in Washington, D.C. today, let's just say that suddenly U.S. Marshals showed up and started grabbing treasonous senators and treasonous congressmen and people like that. Look at that smile on his face. I love it. What happens then at that point? Do those seats, do they go back for, let's say that Adam Schiff was picked up and put in federal prison to be held until a military tribunal.
Good idea.
What happens at that point, constitutionally, as far as filling their seats and as far as, say, certifying an election today?
No. The election, if they show up and do that, the election's already there.
Right.
They won't have any need to be there in the House or the Senate, because the election majority is already there. So it won't matter. What will matter is, what are we going to do without all those people tomorrow? We will press on. We may get some elections to reelect people, to replace them. We may have governor appointees. But if those people are arrested, I see a lot of governors being arrested.
All right.
I see a lot of legislatures in their states being arrested. I see a lot of
election state officials
being elected.
Yes.
I see a lot of cabinet being selected. I see a lot of Supreme Court guys being arrested. I see a lot of stuff happening. We will have a new government. It will be a new day. The garbage will be in FEMA camps. It will be a new day.
That would be an incredible day.
And that would set this country right. The rioters would be in FEMA camp, so they couldn't riot. Okay? The people who funded the rioters that are in the United States will be in FEMA camps, so they can't fund them.
The people who planned it will
be in FEMA camps.
We could have a great day today if somebody would just pull the trigger on it.
Yes. And now's the time. We've got all the evidence we need against all of these treasonous seditionist individuals.
And they're all sitting in D.C. today, too.
Yeah, they're easy to get to.
Looks like that's some low-hanging fruit right now.
But you can't do it with federal marshals. There aren't enough of them.
Yeah.
You got to do it with
the military.
The military. You cannot do it. Has to be. We have to have martial law, and the military has to do it. There are not enough federal electors. I don't mind if they deputize the federal marshals into the militia organization, but if they don't do that, there's not enough of them. And I don't mind. They're good guys. Keep them or not keep them. Maybe some of them wouldn't do their job, so they need to be in the FEMA camp too. You follow what I'm saying? We got to fill up these FEMA camps with the people who built them for us rather than us. Let's us put them there because that's they were and are for us. And if these people get the day today like they're supposed to, we'll be filling up the FEMA camps. We, the citizens, the patriots of this country, will be filling up the FEMA camps. So your choice today, guys, is have somebody else fill them up or we'll fill them up.
Gentlemen, I'll tell you what, this might be a good time. Let's cut to a situational update as to what's taking place right now on the ground in Washington, D.C. Sam Andrews, Freedom Center USA, Matt Suskevich, Patriot, representing the Hagman Report on the ground in D.C. And again, folks, we've got upwards, yesterday I said somewhere between 120 and 140 people on the ground, working on behalf of the Hagman Report, actually working on behalf of Randy Taylor, myself, Eric the Tech, Richard Proctor, Provost Institute. They are there. They are braving the cold, dank weather. They braved the rain yesterday, the type of cold that goes right through you. But having said that, let's, Eric the Tech, can we cut to the sit rep right now? All right, here we go. Let's bring on Matt and Sam. Sam Andrews, Americans for Honest Elections, Freedom Center USA, and Matt, let's talk. From the nation's capital, two great American patriots, Sam Andrews and Mr. Matt Suskevich, on the ground near the ellipse in Washington, D.C. We are fighting for our republic, fighting for the future of our country. I'm going to turn it right over to Matt or Sam. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for being there. Let's. What's going on?
Good morning, Doug. This is Sam Andrews. We're here in Washington, D.C. on the morning of January 6th. There is a huge Patriot rally over at the Mall area between the Monument and the White House. We've counted roughly 300,000 people. It looks like there's about 200 people arriving from the east and 200 people arriving on foot from the west every minute. And this has been going on for the last 4 hours. So the crowd is building. It's already enormous. We've seen the gospel being preached on the street. We've seen a Chinese contingent of Chinese Americans holding signs. They're holding signs that say Russia did not steal this election. The Chinese Communist Party did. They're holding huge signs that say stop the steal. The Chinese government is involved. And it's absolutely amazing to see these Chinese Americans with the strength and backbone they have. One was even carrying a sign that says, we escape Communist China. Do not let them ruin this country. Absolutely remarkable stuff. Saw a homeless black man holding a sign that said Americans should choose their president, not the FBI. I mean, just absolutely incredible. It's a lot of the media will probably try and paint this as a white flyover country bumpkin Trump supporters that are naive. I've talked to 7 college professors. I've talked to teachers, doctors, lawyers, all different races. Absolutely remarkable. Chinese, South Korean, incredible number of Vietnamese people here supporting Trump. It's absolutely remarkable. I am disappointed that they held this event in the morning and they sucked probably 500,000 people away from the Capitol from this event. And honestly, what they should have done was they should have surrounded the Capitol at 0500 this morning and made these crooked congressmen and senators very, very uncomfortable. This is what they should have done, but strategically, somebody really dropped the ball on this one. They should have had their rally last night, had an event last night, and then had everyone meet at the Capitol early this morning. That's just a huge strategic faux pas on part of the Republicans. But it's a remarkable event. There's a lot of energy here. There's a lot of things happening. And we are now on foot between the White House and the Capitol, headed to the Capitol where everyone should have been this morning. And we're headed that direction to survey the area and wait for the crowd to show up.
Fantastic.
Matt, do you have anything?
Yeah. Doug, the only thing I'd really like to add is the people are looking for direction, and they're gathering down here. I think it's great and it's good. But I think we're still going to miss the boat. Last night they completed the steal of Georgia. They're really trying to make their move on it. We're really going to have to look at things here after the 8th probably, and see what we're going to call for. Because they're really pushing, and they aren't going to stop, Doug.
It's really clear that the American people are going to have to stop this. The Republicans don't have the spine. Unless Trump reveals something absolutely earth-shattering in the next hour or hour and a half, I don't see how this ends without armed Americans coming to D.C. We really hope it doesn't come to that. But people here are angry. They're energized. They're angry. They're making their presence felt, but probably not in an aggressive way. You know, last night there were some events where supposedly patriots attacked the police and all this stuff. I'm sure the media will grab the video and play it over and over and over again. But actually, they were federal provocateurs that were taunting the police. They were dragging the blue flag on the ground, you know, the one that the American flag that's colored blue and has the thin blue line on it. They were dragging that on the ground, lighting it on fire. This is just typical divide tactic to cause division amongst the patriots. We wake up this morning and we see half the patriots saying, oh, they disrespected the flag, and the other half saying these order-taking clowns, these police are protecting these criminals in D.C., and they're the part of the problem. So there's a real mix, and they're trying to divide this huge group. And I think over the next few days, they're going to find it very difficult to divide this group, particularly if Trump reveals some of the things that he should reveal to the public.
I think most of them are from there.
Sam, I want to thank you. Freedom Center USA, Americans for Honest Elections is the website, Americans for Honest Elections. Sam Andrews, a great patriot, a great American patriot on the ground, along with Matt Suskevich. Anything else that you can impart to our audience at this point?
Anything else that we can impart to the audience at this point?
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll bring my team together and we'll do an after-action review, because we have definitely learned some things about how to move and operate in this environment. And we'll talk about that after we've had a summary and we've had a chance to clean everything up and make sure that it's concise. I think that the people that have the ability to fight for this country need to get ready, because I don't think Pence has the spine to do anything. This whole thing looks like it's set up like a giant pacifier to quash the patriots and say, oh, we tried, oh, we did this or that. And it just probably isn't going to work. I think the American people are going to have to stop this, and they're going to have to be a lot more aggressive to do it. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen today. It's very unlikely. We'll see how angry the crowd gets, how the energy rises when they head over to the Capitol. But they've basically abandoned the Capitol, allowed all these criminals in Congress and the Senate to comfortably enter the Capitol building in their offices and basically screw the American people come 1 o'clock. And it's a shame we made it so easy for them. But, we're going to go over and do our thing. and we'll touch base later, and we'll give you some more specific information and recommendations.
Sam, thank you very much. Thank you for your sacrifice traveling so far to be on the ground representing all of American patriots. God bless you. Matt, any final words from you, sir?
No, Doug. Basically, Sam summed it up really well. You know, we're people are just going to have to seriously have a hardcore gut level check, Doug, and be ready to mobilize, because they aren't going to fix it. We're going to have to.
All right. Both of you, please stay safe. We'll check in with you later. May God bless you, keep you safe, make your way over to the Capitol. And I'm telling you, so many people are praying for you and are with you. And from what I hear, we're coming back. And when we come back, we're not going to be playing nice. God bless you both. Thank you so much for checking in with us. We'll touch base later. God bless.
Roger that, Doug. Let freedom ring, and remember the good guys win.
Amen.
Thank you for having us.
All right. That, folks, that was, there you go. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
My thoughts?
Yes.
They're right on target of what they're recommending, what they want to do. I would say that the prognosis is better than they were saying. At least I hope it is. I hope that the tweet that you just mentioned from Trump, it really means and is planning to mean what it says. Then they won't have a need to take over the government. They'll have a need to take out. No, that's the wrong term. To arrest and cause to be arrested those who are subversionists, the treasonous people of this country. And it's time they were held accountable. We are at war. During the Revolutionary War, they hung people like that. They hung people that did things and said things like that. In fact, I watched this thing that Romney did today. If he were talking in 1776, 1778, 1787, if he were talking during that time, during the Revolutionary War in the early 1790s, he would be hung. He would be hung because of the treasonous sentences that came out of his mouth right this morning on the air. That's what should be. I'm not going to say that's what should be happening, but they should be meeting a tribunal, a military tribunal. We're at war. Everything those gentlemen said is on target. I hope Pence does what it sounds like the president has asked him to do. Let's see what happens. Rather, I would say what he and the president have planned to do. Let's see what actually happens.
Randy,
I think there's, I agree with you definitely. The problem going into this was the large group and no real central command. So some of the stuff's to be expected. I just sent Erica a video that I had pulled off of social media. And I had sent that to Matt showing, propane tanks and, lumber on the streets. I think it was at H Street and 9th in D.C.
Right.
Much like we saw in the various riots across the country. So I do expect trouble down there later today. But these are great big things of propane tanks and 2x4s just laying on stacked on the side of the street. Lord knows who put them there. But anyway, I just sent Eric the video if he can pull that up. I imagine there's a lot more of this going on down there. It's going to get real interesting later on today. And the Patriots, unfortunately, have the government, the local government there, DC government, working against them, including the police. So
in every place in the country, the same story has been let out over and over again. The bad guys congregate, they put their bricks in place, they put their whatever in place, so it's ready to be used, and they feel it's going to need to be used, so they put it there, and it's ready to be used to destroy this country. Literally destroy this country. Now, the media will want it to sound like it's the conservatives. It's those of us who are patriots that are doing
it. There it is, right there.
Anybody with any brain knows it's not, but there's an awful lot of people that don't have any brain because they believe what the media tells them. And that's an indication of brainless.
You're exactly right. And what you just saw there, Richard Proctor, as you were talking, what people just saw there were the propane tanks and the 2x4s and 2x6s. And as we've, and also there's another video, Randy Taylor, another video of bags of, cement blocks or concrete, blocks, you know, and look.
And those tanks aren't for barbecues and they're not for construction. I can tell you that, construction propane tanks are gigantic.
Right.
They're not barbecue sized tanks. These are for hurling into crowds. These are for shooting. These are for attaching a detonating device to.
Okay.
And deadly.
It almost makes me, I'm saddened. I'm angered. I'm, concerned. Not for the people there today. You've got a million plus, I'm sure, strong. I don't know what the final numbers are going to be, but, they're there in support they're there in support of President Trump and the Republic. Coming back, those who come back are not going to be coming back for any kind of rally. Those are people who are coming back are coming to take care of business.
Yeah, and they were the patriots that went down there and abiding by the law and all, so they're unarmed.
Yes.
And I don't know, it could be let's just keep them in our prayers today, because this could turn out to be a volatile situation, regardless of if the president does something or doesn't do anything. Today could be a rough day.
Yeah, there won't be any other direction. I know that's not the conservatives that are planting those, propane tanks and those lumber and the bricks. It's not them. It's not the Patriots. It's another group, which, of course, the media calls the other group righteous and the good group bad. And so that's where we are today in our entire makeup of everything that's coming across the news. Evil is good. Good is evil.
Yeah.
That's how it's coming. That's what's happening.
Well,
and,
look out.
They'll blame everybody they can. They'll blame all the Patriots they can when they begin to blow up those tanks or begin to lob those kinds of things into audiences. They'll blame the conservative. They'll blame the Republic. They'll blame the Patriots. They'll blame everything except the perpetrators.
Look at how they tried to portray the Black Lives Matter people at Josh Hawley's house. You know?
By the way, that was overblown. The police saw nothing wrong there. Bull crap. All right.
If I looked at my front door and I saw a bunch of black faces or white faces or whatever pressed in on my door and in my windows, which they say they were back. There's video, plain obvious video of them up at the front door. And it's just a woman and her baby inside. You know, in Florida, if they pull that crap, you can shoot them. They're on the property. You can shoot them.
And I've got no problem with that. That happened to my, if that was my wife, if that was my family, we'd need a new door, when we'd need a cleanup outside. And I know you, both of you feel the same way, because we're not going to put up, this should be a message to the left. This should be a message to the people out there who are saying, let's just move on and unite. No, you're not talking about unite, or you don't mean, we need to unite. There is no unification here. You either are on the side of righteousness or you are on the side of the demonic, satanic lawlessness, I don't believe there's any coming back from where we're at today. You know what? I'm so blessed, and I have to say this from my heart. I'm so blessed to have with me two American patriots, Randy Taylor, and Richard Proctor, provisinstitute.com. And I'm going to thank you both. Let's just very quickly, if you don't mind, with your permission, because we still have much time here, let's just cut to what the president is saying right now. And then we'll come back, and I'm going to hand it to both of you. Here's President Donald Trump as we speak.
you and hundreds of thousands of American patriots who are committed to the honesty of our elections and the integrity of our glorious republic. All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. Today, I will lay out just some of the evidence proving that we won this election and we won it by a landslide. This was not a close election. You know, I say sometimes jokingly, but there's no joke about it. I've been in two elections. I won them both. And the second one, I won much bigger than the first. Okay. Almost 75 million people voted for our campaign, the most of any incumbent president by far in the history of our country. 12 million more people than 4 years ago. And I was told by the real pollsters, we do have real pollsters, they know that we were going to do well and we were going to win. But I was told if I went from 63 million, which we had 4 years ago, to 66 million, there was no chance of losing. Well, we didn't go to 66, we went to 75 million, and they say we lost, we didn't lose. And by the way, does anybody believe that Joe had 80 million votes? Does anybody believe that? He had 80 million computer votes. It's a disgrace. There's never been anything like that. You could take third world countries. Just take a look. Take third world countries. Their elections are more honest than what we've been going through in this country. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Even when you look at last night, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off with boxes, and nobody knows what the hell is going on. There's never been anything like this. We will not let them silence your voices. We're not going to let it happen. Not going to let it happen. Thank you. And I'd love to have, if those tens of thousands of people would be allowed, the military, the Secret Service, and we want to thank you, and the police, law enforcement, great, you're doing a great job. But I'd love it if they could be allowed to come up here with us. Is that possible? Can you just let them come up, please? And Rudy, you did a great job. He's got guts. You know what? He's got guts, unlike a lot of people in the Republican Party. He's got guts. He fights. He fights. And I'll tell you, thank you very much, John. Fantastic job. I watched. That's a tough act to follow, those two. John is one of the most brilliant lawyers in the country, and he looked at this and he said, what an absolute disgrace that this could be happening to our Constitution. And he looked at Mike Pence, and I hope Mike is going to do the right thing. I hope so. I hope so. Because if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election. All he has to do, this is from the number one, or certainly one of the top constitutional lawyers in our country. He has the absolute right to do it. We're supposed to protect our country, support our country, support our Constitution, and protect our Constitution. States want to revote. The states got defrauded. They were given false information. They voted on it. Now they want to recertify. They want it back. All Vice President Pence has to do is send it back to the states to recertify. And we become president, and you are the happiest people.
Okay.
And I Richard Pryor, so,
hold it right there. And I want to thank Right Side Broadcasting Network, News. Thank you so much for allowing us to tap into your feed. That was earlier than we were talking right now. Richard Proctor, you've got something to say about that. And by the way, prophetically written, Saving the Constitution. If you don't have a copy, get a copy. Interesting comments, by President Trump. Go ahead, Richard Proctor.
The answer isn't to send it back to be recertified. The answer is to send it back to put in the garbage pit. Remember, if you send it back to be recertified and they recertify exactly what's there now, we've gained nothing.
All right. Garbage
and
garbage
not gonna
out.
Send it, these people are not going to send it back to be recertified and change their minds. It's been done. Don't send it back to come back. Don't send it back for recertification. Send it back for the garbage pit.
Round file.
Yes.
So, Randy Taylor, what you're saying and what Richard Proctor is saying is the same thing. If I understand this right, look, you had one shot. You had one flipping job to do, Secretary of State Raffensperger. Right. You had one job to do, Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, and you didn't do it. So the hell with you. Your vote doesn't count, right? I mean,
doesn't count. The electoral college votes decreased by that amount. The vote, everything decreases, and we have new numbers all the way around. Every state that has that, if every state that just went by the law of 1997, 98, if they just went by that law, anything done after midnight wouldn't count anyway.
And if we did
that, Trump takes almost every state in the country. If we just went back to the law that says the elector day is over at midnight, you've either elected the guy or you haven't. And if you haven't got a clear election, your stuff doesn't count.
I would love to see Pence step up and say that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely throw a party.
I have seen charts for some of these states. They show what happened all the hours right up to the blip in the middle of the morning. Well, that's not going to count. Nothing will count after 12:01. So just go back to all those charts, bring them up, and when 12:01 happens, that's it. That's the law. That's the decision. That's honesty. All the dishonesty came about because those people didn't have enough votes, so then they shut stuff down, brought the new votes in so that they could win.
What time today is Pence supposed to do this, guys?
I believe according to 1 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah,
Richard.
Yeah, the meeting's supposed to start at 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, as I say, we're pushing 10 after on that.
Okay. Yeah. Again, folks, understand this.
So if we see, let me understand this. So if we see Pence come up and two guys carrying a garbage can behind him, we're in good shape.
That would be just right. That's the round pile that needs to be used. Send it back needs to be that round pile right next to it.
You're getting me excited here, guys.
And I just want to punch this out to the viewers. If you're watching this from 7 to 9, we are recording this earlier, and folks, this is playing all day. But you guys are funny, but it's right.
Right.
Hey, you know what? You gotta laugh. You gotta laugh a little bit, guys, because you never know. A couple weeks from now, it could be balls to the wall. So you just don't know.
It's gonna be. I mean, look. Either way this happens, won't it be?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. If Trump is elected, one group will be angry and they'll burn all that propane and destroy the town. If Biden's elected, the same event will occur. But not today because they haven't organized it for today.
Well, the one thing that's consistent.
Same event will occur.
One thing that's consistent with the left and the malcontents is when they riot, they always seem to burn their own stuff down.
I hope so. That's the right thing to do.
I'm going to teach you. I'm going to burn my house down.
Yes. And I think that's a good plan.
That's been consistent since when? The 60s that I know of.
Isn't it nice that they know where to start the fires? Yes.
Urban redevelopment.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Great. We'll be stuck with that bill, but okay.
Well, you know, what we're seeing today, I have to say this. I mean, I'm almost overwhelmed with the amount of people out there who are saying, look, we know what's happened. We are not going to take this anymore. And I'm going to toss this to both of you. If you were in office right now, if you were a rhino or a leftist, would you be sleeping well tonight? Would you be sleeping well at night?
I would have, yeah, I'd have my little jet at the airport running with the pilot on standby just so I could get out of the Capitol building and get out.
But you know, Randy, it won't matter where they are.
No, that's true. I know.
It won't matter where they are.
A day of reckoning is coming.
Yes.
And like you just said, it don't matter where you are. You're going to be found and you are going to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. I really, just like I would expect of a CEO of a corporation that is doing business incorrectly, I want accountability. That's right. What I want. I want accountability. I don't give a damn who it is, what happened. I don't care what your excuse is. I don't care what your outside influences were. I want accountability.
Yep. And if they get that private plane to fly off to Mexico or Canada, that won't help either, because the people are so angry, they'll just follow them.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, we have, you know, I would be very nervous if I were anybody in an elected media, any capacity that has been willfully attempting to destroy this country. I would be very concerned about my own safety.
I think that's why they're pumping these banners up here. I sent those banners to Eric about, you know, Biden won the 2020 election. There is no evidence of large-scale voter fraud. And that's from PBS. PBS, growing up as a kid, was neutral. PBS was boring, you know. PBS was like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure would be on PBS. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is what I'm looking at. If this isn't media bias, I don't know what is.
Yeah, well, it's purchase. You know, the money really talks. And I talk a lot of my Liberty series about how money works. Money takes all this down. It's money that everybody's after. The payoff. That's where it's coming from. Yeah. And they know that if we just do the right things, we're going to get $100 billion.
Exactly.
It's a number like it.
It's a promise.
They do.
And it's, or the promise of, their promised power, prominence, money. It's ridiculous. Yes.
That's what it all is. And the people who are offering it have it to offer.
That's on the screen now, but that's PBS. I expect this from CNN and MSNBC but this is PBS. Come on. Unbelievable. We are so far down that slippery slope. This has to stop now.
Yes.
And this is why, just so people understand, folks, I implore you, this is why we are not on YouTube, because if we, this program on YouTube, I would have to stop every about 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and say, I'd have to say disclaimers like that, like you saw on the bottom of the screen. We are not going to be held captive and held hostage to a bunch of morons out there who believe that they can pull one over on the American public. And no, we're not going to do that. So please, I implore you to subscribe to this channel on Rumble. Subscribe to Writing On, okay? Because
Rumble's what, guys, I'm telling you, it's 3 minutes to sign up. It's a piece of cake. It's easy. When I flipped my thing here up, I wasn't sure. I could have went to YouTube and done it live. I refuse. I won't do it. And the patriots out there on social media, quit sending crap out on YouTube.
Get out of YouTube.
Get out of it. Get away from it. It's garbage. It's evil. It's censorship. Don't send me video. I get people send me videos all the time. Hey, watch this. You know, this person is the prophecy of the rest of the world, blah, blah, blah. And what is it? It's a YouTube link. Don't send it to me. I won't go. I will not go there. So please, folks, I love you. I like your emails. But if it's got a YouTube link in it, you're wasting your time. I won't go there.
And I agree with you also. And the same goes for Facebook or any of the others. They print what they want you to see. They print it in the way they want you to see it.
Yep.
And don't get taken in. And if you're a, let's just say a person, they're doing it, you're the writer, and you think they're going to give you credit. They're not. But if even if they do, you're siding with the enemy by using their facility.
That's right. And I used to, you know what, Richard, I used to say, we're going to ride the beast, but we were actually feeding the beast. And no more, more, you know.
Yeah. And you know what? You may be closer. You may be closer to the beast label than you realize you are, Doug.
I know.
I had a gentleman tell me one time that he always felt the beast, okay, who bore the mark of a man. Okay, bore the number of a man, could possibly be a Google, a YouTube, something, because everybody Googles everything. You know, Google it, Google it.
I don't Google anything.
But a lot of people do, and when they talk about it in Revelation, it has to be something that's going to go against the word of God, that's going to dispute God's word. And what is the only thing that I can think of outside of a human being that would dispute and people would believe it? Would be something like Google, YouTube, or some of these platforms, because people are so dependent on them now. They don't go look in a book anymore. They Google it. They Google it. They Google it. They Google it. Well, you're Googling yourself right into a hole, because Google, and I can prove it, changes history. It changes facts. I know that because I watched it happen. I've documented I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's the 1984 concept.
Mm-hmm.
A hero in 1984 worked in the building that changed the history every day.
Yep. Every day. And I just watched one of the versions of 1984 the other day. That's exactly what the guy did all day, is sit there and alter history and then stick it in the tube and send it, you know. But the day I remember specifically was back during the H1N1 virus. And I was still at that time helping out with counterterrorism stuff. And I was on Google. And it used to be at Google, across the bottom, there were links to countries all over the world. And you could just go down, click a link, and it would bring Google up in that country, in that region. During the H1N1, they were claiming about these huge deaths in Mexico, entire villages being wiped out, you know, blah, 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 blah. But if you went down and clicked on the Mexican link, there was nothing going on in Mexico. I remember the day, I remember the morning, like it was yesterday, when those links disappeared, never to be seen again on Google. Now, and don't get me wrong, you can still go to those areas, but if you want to go to Google, United Arab Emirates, you need to go into Google, punch in Google, UAE, then it'll kick you into it. But it used to be as easy as just going down and clicking. There it was. You had the top headlines out of that region or that country. And I remember the day that it disappeared.
The same thing is going on today with the claims about the super COVID.
Yes.
Same thing. They're reporting stuff. But who's reporting it? The lying media. So if the lying media is reporting it, you know what they're doing. They're lying. And that's where you hear it from. There's no super COVID. There's no COVID to begin with. And there's definitely no super COVID.
In South America, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, places like that, I know people that travel there. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Mexico, there's nothing going on. It's business as usual. I have family that are located in central Mexico, just outside of Guadalajara. There's nothing going on. We have been had, folks. This has been a political weapon since the day it was unleashed on us. And when they said, if you'll just do this for 30 days, we can stop this.
Yeah.
It's a year later, man.
Oh, it will never, never stop. Anybody says to you that this COVID stuff is going to clear up because of something, it is never going to clear up.
This is just so crazy, man. This is, and here's the thing, and people need to learn from this. When the government says it's for your own good, it's not.
Run. The word is run.
I know. Those are words should just jump off the screen at you. If you're watching the news and you believe that crap, you need your head examined.
Yeah, Reagan said it over and over again. Those words, I'm here from the government to help you. Laugh. I'm here from the government to help you. It'll never happen. The day will never occur that right. the government will be there to help you. You help yourself and invite them to get off your property. They're trespassing.
This is crazy. This is crazy. We're seeing videos from all over the world. There was one came out of up in Canada, and Doug had it on the site. And folks, I really, you should go by there and watch this on the Hagman Report. That's, I think it's maybe the fourth things down on the fourth thing down on the main page. And it's in Quebec, and the police are basically charging into a home that has six people in it because they're violating social distancing rules, and they're treating these people like they're criminals. And if you look, these are people with white hair and all. These are elderly people. And it's just, this is nuts. And I've always said that Canada was a couple steps closer to communism than the United States. And that's actually a very good depiction. They've had tons of their officials up there are being arrested or not arrested. I'm sorry, being accosted at airports and all because they put everybody on a travel ban and basically house arrest in Canada. And then they go on vacation. Oh, and yeah. They're getting popped left and right. They're resigning. They're being forced to resign. This in itself proves that this whole thing is a hoax. Because if it was so deadly, the last person that would travel would be a politician.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. The last person would go anywhere is the person. Yes.
This is nuts. And I really wish some of those politicians would actually, the ones that have been fired, would get angry and come back and tell the truth. And just tell the truth.
They're afraid for their lives, Randy. Yeah.
But gentlemen, okay, as a real life, real time example, please indulge me for this. As we sit here and talk today, obviously we have a joint meeting, a joint session of Congress for counting the Electoral College votes. To your point about the weaponization of the response to this alleged ostensible COVID virus, the Communist Chinese Party virus, Nancy Pelosi just tried to remove dozens of House members, House Republicans from the floor under the pretext of COVID safety, social distancing, which is a phrase I absolutely abhor. But I ask your indulgence. Watch this. Moments ago, this happened. And if you're watching this 7 to 9, you can go back. This is for the historical record. This is how they are manipulating you, the American people. Go ahead and watch this, and then you can both comment on this.
Historic meeting. Let us remind that each side, House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, each have 11 members allowed to be present on the floor. Others may be in the gallery. This is at the guidance of the attending physician and the sergeants at arms. The gentleman on the Republican side of the aisle will please observe the social distancing and agree to what we have 11 members on each side so that we can responsibilities to this chamber, to this responsibility, and to this House of Representatives. Please exit the floor if you do not have an assigned role from your leadership. You can share with your staff if you want to have a few more, but you cannot be together on the floor of the House with that many people in here. And I thank the Senate and the Democrats by the rules. Let's go.
Gentlemen, discuss amongst yourselves.
Well, it's time those people laughed at her and sat where they are and didn't move. That's what it is. Come on, folks. You can allow some dictatorial person to stand up and say something. Second, what was she doing with that diaper on her face? She's standing up in front of a group of people. Is she 6 feet away? What's she wearing a diaper for? She's wearing a diaper for political strategy.
I would show her the same amount of respect that she showed President Trump during his State of the Union address. Yes. That's exactly what she deserves. That clown. She's a detriment to this country. And I hope that the Patriots recognize her as a detriment to this republic.
As I remember it, the information that came to me was that she had the people in California stop counting her votes because she was losing.
Well, I have no doubt. They did when the night when the polls closed out on the West Coast, it lit up blue like a Christmas tree in minutes. There was 3% of the vote in. Boom, boom, boom. California, Oregon, Washington. Boom, done. They hadn't counted anything.
Yeah. But she,
she's a criminal.
She's a criminal. She's there on purpose as a criminal, and she'll never, as long as we have voting machines and illegal voting like this, she'll never leave because she's in for life. And we're going to pay her something like, are you ready for this? After she retires, we're going to pay her something like $800,000 a year for her seniority, Speaker of the House, member of the Senate, all that kind of stuff. Her retirement pay on the taxpayer's back is $800,000+ a year. $800,000 retirement pay on our backs. That bitch, is she entitled to $800,000 a year?
She's not entitled to a paycheck of any kind. She needs to be in a holding cell.
Yes,
FEMA waiting for a military tribunal and hopefully having all the sex she wants in jail.
Yes, that's pretty good. Villains don't get paid, and that's where she belongs. I'm sorry, guys. We're not being led by people. We're being led by criminals. And if we don't stop and clean house, it's not going to change.
No.
I did notice that the Republican side was gone and the Democratic side wasn't.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it? No. The Republicans did what she said to do.
Like sheep.
Didn't.
Like sheep.
Like sheep. Yep. What's going on here? Where do these guys get up in the morning? I don't understand it.
Well, to both of your points, you know, they might have to supplement that with hazard pay because, and again, folks, if you're watching this during our normal time period, we are actually, recording this, in a live fashion. It's now about 1:25, 1:26 in the afternoon here on the East. And this will be, you know, again, supplemented during our regular programming 7 to 9, but supporters of President Donald Trump have breached the Capitol building, tearing down 4 layers of security fence, and are attempting to occupy the building, fighting federal police who are overrun.
Good.
Okay, here it is. There it is, right there. Now we are talking, and we're going to get more video. We have people in that crowd. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I want them to crash into this congressional thing. That's what I want.
That's where they're headed, my friends.
You know,
that's where they're headed.
You know something, Doug? I told you this on the phone some time ago that God crippled me for a reason. And I'll tell you the reason he crippled me. Not just to do more here with the Hagman Report, not to be support for the Patriot movement, but so I wouldn't be down there in Washington, D.C. Because I'm really stupid that way. I just know that I couldn't contain myself down there. And when you get to be my age, life in prison really doesn't sound like that big a deal anymore. It's different when you're 20. When you get to my age, it's not that big a deterrent anymore. I thought I'd share that with the class.
Richard Proctor.
If you're in prison, you can't do the stuff you're doing. They don't want
to
be in prison.
Oh, I don't know. Federal prison is supposed to be pretty cool nowadays, man. I can cable TV. I could probably do the Hagman Report from the joint.
It's censored. You can only say every third word. You can only say every third word, man.
I know.
And hopefully, but hopefully it would be so full of politicians, I could do live interviews all day long.
And you know what? I got to tell you, Richard Proctor, your book, Saving the Constitution, would be a bestseller inside the penitentiary walls, okay?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. It would. They won't send it in. I've had some books sent to the prison, and they won't give them to the prisoners. How do you like that?
Really?
Something live is going on right now, Doug.
That's right. We're watching it as we speak. We've got, again, please pray, even though you might be hearing this at a later time, please pray for the people we have, because we have people right now, and Eric the Tech is working on getting the video feed in amongst that group that has breached the Capitol. That's all I'm going to say. We're attempting to get video from those that we have, but,
there's something going on in Congress too. The guy's got a big placard behind him and he's talking about, electors.
All right. There is so there's evidence being, there's evidence being presented.
This is right up Dr. Proctor's alley.
Right. Are you looking at the one with the Constitution behind it, behind him?
Yeah, We the People, Article 2, Section.
Actually, Richard Proctor, you should be there lecturing on the Constitution, stating the Constitution.
They should have had you briefing, Pence.
Yes, here we are with the live feed of what you're referring to. There's a lot of chaos going on.
The house will be in order.
Yeah, get your house in order, Chicky Poo.
I don't understand something. Why is she standing up there? Where's Pence? Why is she even standing there with a gavel?
It's not
a house. It's what happened to everybody? They all went home.
I think they were all ferreted down to the tunnels away from the people that breached the security.
Yeah, because I'm on PBS with the Electoral College count.
Folks, the revolution will not be televised, except on the Hagman Report and others.
You know, you see all those guys wearing masks. It's absolutely stupid. They're just trying to make sure that you and I think that they think that it's real.
It's virtual.
They know it's not.
Yeah.
This is just compliance. That's all this is. This is no different than a Muslim woman with the Islamic religion. It's submission. My argument with that is, and I ask Muslim women this all the time, you can tell they're very pretty and beautiful eyes and all. And I say, why do you cover yourself up? Why do you cover up Allah's creation? You should be proud of what Allah has made. You're a beautiful woman. And, well, just the fear on their face. You know, I just, the whole argument, and I know this has nothing to do with what's going on today, but it has a lot to do with what's going on today, because it's about submission.
Yes.
This is submission. And forget the religious thing with Islam. It's a political movement. And it's behind this crap, too. It's back in there somewhere. Believe me.
Along the same line, Randy. Along the same line.
Yes, sir.
I was in a major mall of Utah yesterday. I was there for about 2 hours wandering around. No mask, of course. The big sign said, you got to have one. Get me. I'm not going to have one. I saw other people without them. I always signal them. Good show. And they signal me back. Yes. I talked to people. I stopped people. I visited with them and I said, you know, what you doing? What's this good for? It's not doing you any good. I used the mosquito and the chain link as an illustration. If you think that's doing good, go home tomorrow and build a chain link fence around your house to keep the mosquitoes out. It's about the same relationship. Anyway, I had a good day. I think there are people watching today that talked to me yesterday while I talked to them in the mall. To visit with them about it. I send them links. I think there are people watching.
And you know what, you're a great testimony to that, because with your age, my age, we're in that target group. Doug's age, we're in that target group.
Oh yes.
I have all kinds of medical conditions that make me very susceptible. And so if you're sitting there saying to these people, I mean, what a great testimony. You know what I mean? Because if anybody else would be hiding somewhere, and you're out there without a mask in a mall, just chatting with people. I love that, man. I dig that.
I even went so far as to hug people.
Cool.
Far as to do that.
Right.
Because, and by the way, now I don't know your age, But my age
I'm almost 60.
Oh, good. My age is 80. I'm doing this at 80.
I didn't want to insinuate anything, young man.
Right. But I have health problems, but nothing's going to happen to me. A young lady said, I got to wear a mask to defend you. And I said, take it off. Take it off. We don't wear a mask to defend me. Take it off.
Since when did we quarantine the healthy?
Yes.
What?
Quarantining the healthy is house arrest, which is tyranny. And by the way, Jim Jordan is speaking right now. If you just want to, and thank you.
I love Jim Jordan.
Well, is he all hat and no cattle? That's my question. Okay. Enough. He spoke about the.
Go ahead. Get Jordan.
Let's bring him on. Go ahead.
If you have the United States. Why? Why not one single investigation? Why not even one single hearing over the last 9 weeks in the United States House of Representatives? Why? Because all the Democrats care about is making sure President Trump isn't president. For 4.5 years, that's all they've cared about. July 31st, 2016, before he was elected the first time, Jim Comey's FBI takes out the insurance policy, opens an investigation on the president based on nothing. May 17th, 2017, Bob Mueller named special counsel. 2 years, they investigate the Russia hoax, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, and $40 million of taxpayer money for nothing. December 18th, 2019, Democrat House members vote to impeach President Trump based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who was biased against the president and who worked for Joe Biden. But none of that worked. As hard as they tried, none of that worked. They threw everything they had at him. So what'd they do next? They changed the rules. They changed the election law, and they did it in an unconstitutional fashion. And that's what we're going to show over the next several hours of debate. The Constitution is clear, as Whip Scalise just said. State legislatures, and only state legislatures, set election law. In Arizona, the law says voter registration ends on October 5th. Democrats said, we don't care what the law says. They went to a court, got an Obama-appointed judge to extend it 18 days. No debate, as Steve talked about. No debate, no discussion. You just did it. Pennsylvania, same thing. Pennsylvania law says mail-in ballots have to be in by 8 p.m. Election Day. Democrat Supreme Court said, nope, we're going to extend it. Election Day doesn't end on Tuesday now. They took it to Friday. Extended the election 3 days. Not the legislature. Partisan Supreme Court. Pennsylvania law says mail-in ballots require signature verification. Democrat Secretary of State said, nope, I'm going to decide by myself that it doesn't. For 2.6 million ballots. Pennsylvania law says mail-in ballots can't be processed until Election Day. Some counties said no. And you can imagine which counties they were. Democrat-run county said no and allowed ballots to be cured and fixed before Election Day.
All right. Richard Proctor, you said exactly that. Gentlemen?
Yes. Over and over and over again. I'm no prophet. I just read. I just watch what's going on. I just say what's happening. I mean, I just say what's happening. Nothing more. Anybody could say it if they just would learn and pay attention. My Liberty series helps people learn and know what to watch for. I knew on September the 11th, I knew what had happened within hours of what happened. Nothing to do with what the government's commission said. Nothing to do with what the media claimed. I knew what had happened within hours of the events. Why? Because I just been studying this stuff. So I wrote it all down so other people could also know just like I can. And that's what those books are about. They teach you to watch the patterns of government so you can know when government is stomping on your feet. And by the way, government almost always stomps on your feet. Almost always stomps on your feet. Anyway, so I only report what I know is going to occur based on history. And I don't revise my history. I know it's going to happen based on history. And you don't need to know any more than history. Just watch. Just
history, pay attention. It repeats itself.
Turn, Turn off your media and you'll be able to have a better view.
Yep.
Turn off that damn media and you'll have a better view. Don't watch the media for the weather. Don't watch it for anything. Don't watch the scripted media, because you'll be dragged into it. But I know people who can't live the day out without watching what the media says at 5 and 6 o'clock at night.
It's funny what you just said about scripted, because we've seen those where they will take a local news station that's an affiliate, another news station that's an affiliate, and they'll sit there and they say exactly the same thing.
Yes.
Regardless of where they're located.
It's all scripted. Walter,
that's good enough.
Good enough. Walter, back in the 50s, was commissioned, assigned by the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, to ensure that the media news was properly reported and properly done. That Lipman, Walter Lipman.
There you go. I couldn't think of his name either, so don't feel bad.
Walter Lipman. He was there on assignment to make sure that the news was properly conditioned, destroyed, fixed, done. Alan Drury wrote a book about it called Capable of Honor, and he called the manipulator Wonderful Walter. I wonder why he called the manipulator Wonderful Walter. That man was there on purpose, set to make sure the media said everything that they wanted said, the way they wanted it said. And you can do that. Just during this last fiasco with the COVID stuff, the NBC was reporting live feed is going on in their hospital in New York. Oh, yes. Except it was the live feed that would have gone on a few days ago in Italy. That was where the live feed was from, not from New York. They were reporting these hospitals are so full of body bags are stacked everywhere.
No.
People went there. There weren't any.
No.
Yes, the honesty of the media. Honesty of the media.
No.
Folks, you gotta stop watching the damn media. They're not gonna teach you anything but lies.
Oh, and in New York, too, they were, there's a plot of land there that they used to bury prisoners and things like that that have passed away. And they were actually piping in and showing prisoners being buried that were supposedly COVID patients, but they were taking media from other things and passing it off as COVID related. They are nothing but lies. And I love it when they get caught. They'll say, this is such and such. And somebody comes up and says, wait a minute, that's from 19 such and such, you know? And then they always backpedal their way out of it. Oh, it was an honest mistake. And, you know,
but you see, that doesn't matter. What they say has already been said.
Yes.
And the person who catches them doesn't get any script time. They exactly. never come out and say, this guy caught us in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever do that. So there the guy who caught them is hidden away some corner. He can say whatever he wants. But they have already blasted the nation with their lies. And 90% of those glued to the TV set say, oh, this is terrible. Oh, we're going to die tomorrow. Ah, yes. Oh, me. Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do. I did that a lot.
Gentlemen, let me break in here. I've got
Mitch McConnell saying?
Well, I've got some breaking news. Two things. Number one, it appears that while President Trump was speaking to the crowd, Vice President Pence defies Trump's call to overturn Biden's victory. This from Sarah Carter minutes ago. Of course, you're watching on the delay. Ultimately, he argued the electoral count of 1887 establishes a clear procedure to address election controversies. How wrong he is, and what was the response? The response is this 20-second video. Go ahead.
Let's go. Hey, let's go.
This is the Capitol. This is the breach of the Capitol. You're watching history.
Let's go.
There's too many of us, not enough of them. We are not going to be stopped. Americans are pissed off. Americans are pissed off and rightfully so. Pence, you had a chance. Apparently you abdicated your opportunity to make this right. I'll tell you what, you will never, ever, ever live in peace again. Nor any of the rhinos, nor any of the leftists. You won't live in peace. Go ahead.
The blood that is will be shed is on Pence's hands.
I am very disappointed that two people sat in conference, made a decision, and the one didn't have any intention of doing it. That's what it appears.
These cops.
There's another guy for the FEMA camps.
These cops cannot stop these people.
Oh, no, there's not enough. The people are being nice.
They're being nice today. I'm telling you, when they leave Washington and come back, these guys will not stand a chance. I don't care what barriers they put up. They're going to get overrun.
If Inauguration Day occurs on the 20th with that bitch and that incompetent standing there, that won't happen.
I don't think it'll happen. I think that there's going to be, this will be addressed before then.
Well, I hope so.
What's McConnell, Doug, do we have any kind of feed on what McConnell's running his? I've been sitting here looking at him for 10 minutes. What's he running his yap about?
I thought he was under some rock somewhere trying to,
No, PBS, this PBS News Hour is live.
All right. Eric the Tech, I'll tell you what, the hardest working man in media is Eric the Tech. God bless him.
Oh, great.
That man.
Schumer's up now.
Oh, Schumer. That's even better, right?
what I wouldn't give.
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on getting this, but okay, so. As we stand here right now, or as we are right now, our republic is on life support.
It's in danger. We still have one, Doug. It's not over yet.
1776.
There's about 200,000 more people making their way to the U.S. Capitol as we speak.
1776.
I love it.
Folks, you're a part of history. If you're watching this, if you're, and I want to thank Richard Proctor, provisinstitute.com. Look, you know, we're going to have to rebuild after this. Pick up a copy of Saving the Constitution because in here, it's got ways to fix what we have gotten wrong, as well as the Liberty series. If you want a postmortem on, the Republic, Liberty Series is your go-to. It's 1776, January 6th, one of the most important days right now. Of course, 2021, but 1776.2.0.
If this is what it looks like, then this is going to fall back on the president. He has to do something now.
Well, maybe this is what you were talking about. And Richard.
Exhaust everything so he can, history cannot say that he had any other choice.
And you know, Richard, exactly, Randy. And Richard, you've talked about this week after week, the last several weeks, about what needs to be done. And maybe this will be, as Randy, as you said, maybe this will be the spark that brings order to this chaos that's got to be reined in.
Well, he's already said we're not giving in. He said that all morning. We're not giving in. We're not giving in. Pence needs to do the right thing. So he called on Pence. He made his call.
Yes.
He made his plea to Pence, and Pence dropped the ball, refused to even carry the ball over the finish line. So guess what? It's back on the president now. Whatever he says goes, and that's just the end of it. I am done with this crap.
He is the president for 14 more days. He can do what he needs to do.
Let's get her done. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy says.
Get her done.
Yeah.
I would do it while the Patriots are fired up.
Yes. Well, yes. I think that, never mind what I think. I've been talking about this for 45 days, I guess, a month and a half, ever since the election itself. There's going to have to be a big push to fill up FEMA camps. And now's the time.
Or ropes. I'm good with ropes, too.
Okay.
And it's interesting.
That picture, I just want to show you that picture. Those are the people headed to the Capitol. Staffers are being told to, House staffers or Hill staffers are immediately being, or told, or being told to immediately evacuate as that group are headed to the Capitol. Right now we've got, and I've got in real time in my ear, I can't show this, but, we've got people in the thick of that, breach. And they are ripping down security fencing, storming the Capitol building as we speak. You are watching history play out right now, folks.
There's got to be, yeah. What's the head count? Current head count?
Six.
Well, there's no way.
Well, ballpark, I'd say there's probably 200,000. There's got to be a million people out there.
Well,
how do you make a head count? How do you make a head count?
I don't know.
One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8.
You got to put them in the duffel bag and count them that way. You know,
oh, dear.
You know, I mean, it's, folks, we are right now, we are entering into a new phase in American history, and I couldn't think of having two better people with me. Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com, and, of course, my co-host and colleague, Randy Taylor. Yeah, this is what's happening right now. So, yeah.
Wow.
And McConnell, just to answer your earlier question, McConnell just basically handed the, abdicated his responsibilities and handed everything over to, Biden. So there you have it.
And this is back to the thing where these guys are afraid of an actual count because they're going to be found to be in office fraudulently. McConnell, there's questions. There's serious questions about McConnell's election.
Yes, absolutely. I've
read some data.
And yes. Really figured it out and did it right. A whole bunch of those guys wouldn't be there.
Yep.
The people don't want them there, but they are because they cheated.
Yeah, and they don't want an investigation into anything because they're going to be found to be illegitimate politicians.
But as you said a little earlier, all these men and women who are doing this are very visible. I would be scared to death to be just normal business. For example, what Romney did today in that video, only a minute and 30 seconds or something like that, but 4.3 million people have viewed it, or there's been 4.3 million views. And many of them, like mine, were twice. What? And those are Utahns. And here he says, I support the people. And the young lady says, no, you do not. And he walked away, of course, as quickly as he could get away. But cameras catch. I'd be scared to death to come back home.
Oh, yeah. These people are going to be held accountable. The tone has changed under this presidency.
Yes. We are going to see things happen now that we never thought would.
This is
blood will be spilt before this one's over. Blood will be spilt.
Yes. Man, just look at the amount of people out there. I love it.
This is necessary, you know, I believe.
It is. It's necessary for preservation of our republic.
We and all the people who are watching us are there too.
Yeah.
In a different way, but we're there. Everybody has to understand where we really are.
Yep.
We are not in a, oh, isn't this nice? It's not that at all. We're done.
No.
Can we allow these criminals in the legislature, the Congress, and the legislature of the states to do this to us? We can't allow it. I mean, there were millions of people in the state of Pennsylvania that voted properly and were denied their proper vote.
Yep.
Yes.
Which really, that's what really torques me about the left when they try and say that that Trump is subverting the vote. How do you figure that?
You always look at what people that are bad say and know that that's what they're doing because that's what they think.
Yeah.
They're doing what they think. They're not doing what's happening. They're doing what they think or what they are doing. You see, it's a reflection of what they are doing. People who are trying to undermine say things, but it's a reflection of what they think they're doing or what they are doing. Always a reflection of the individual.
Yeah. Because I was sitting there and I'm absolutely convinced on the voting machines that when it came out that it isn't one vote, one point, it is absolutely, I say that Biden was probably in there for 1.3 or 1.4 for every vote, and that Trump was equally diminished.
Yes.
In his percentage count, because if you took 50 million and just dumped 1.3 in as the multiplier, you come up with about 65 million. So it's possible that Biden got fear. There's 50 million idiots in the United States. We know that. Okay.
They get their money from the government. They can't afford
exactly. We know that they exist. We run into them every day.
Yes, that's right.
And so I am absolutely convinced that multiplier, that was spoken of in the different hearings with Giuliani, I'm absolutely convinced that's the way this was pulled off.
But you see, it didn't even work. That percentage didn't even work. That's why they had to close the counting and start and bring in the bogus votes, because even that ratio didn't work.
Right. Because we were talking about before the election, we wanted people to turn out. We wanted them to turn out in such a mass that even with the expected election fraud, we would overrun them.
And it did happen.
Yes. So they had to do a lot of last minute stuff in the middle of the night to alter that.
Yes, and that's why it happened. And I think it happened in all the states, not just the ones we're talking about. But the other states didn't have enough contrary votes in to make the difference.
Right.
I think it happened in all the states.
Yep.
I think that ratio just talked about probably means that Trump's vote count was more like 94 million or probably 96 million, not 74.
Yep. I believe
that's what the vote count really was. But we didn't have a vote count, you see. We just had people putting names and then the vote was changed by the computer. Oh, computers will never do that. We're very honest. Computers are honest. There's no fraud. None at all. Yeah, of course not.
This has got to be the greatest fraud outside of this COVID-19 perpetuated on the U.S. population.
It's one fraud. COVID-19 and this is all the same package.
Oh, yeah.
It are not
COVID-19 was brought about for this election.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was for this election. Everything that's happened is for this election. Bring down the economy. That's the only thing Trump's got. Bring down the economy. That didn't work. That's not working. Then we'll change the machines. That didn't work. So now we're going to create new ballots. And that's not working. Or that should not be working, but it may be. It may be. And now we're going to have completely incompetent president who couldn't talk to anybody straight, and a non-citizen running our country hates our country. A non-citizen that hates our country running the country.
Yep.
Guys, this is just not going to happen. The people of this country, the military might of this people. Oh, by the way, the military might of this people are the people, not the military itself.
Exactly.
The military might of this country is the people, the free gun-toting patriots. That's the military might of this country.
And man for man.
Yes, that's what I'm
right
trying
now,
to say.
Right now, what's out there in Washington, D.C. is probably a higher head count than you've got in the entire Army and Marines.
It could be, but it doesn't. But that probably only represents about 1% of who's angry sitting there in their homes yelling and screaming at the TV.
Exactly.
1% is probably all that is.
Yep.
And it's maybe not even 1%. Maybe it's only a half.
And another thing the politicians on the left have done, they've made a serious mistake. And the serious mistake is they've misunderstood, and U.S. patriots are law-abiding citizens until they can't be law-abiding citizens. And the left has made a mistake of thinking that we're weak and we don't turn out in numbers. They have made a serious, serious mistake, because when the patriots are done playing, the left doesn't stand a chance. The politicians don't stand a chance.
There's not enough
at all. No, but not enough. Period. Plus,
Randy,
they turned all their guns in. So,
Randy, this is another issue here. Think about this. After the Hawaiian Island debacle of Japan, okay, What was the next statement that the major general said? Not the major general, the general that is the major guy in charge of what they were doing. I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant.
And filled him with a terrible resolve.
Thank you. I didn't remember that. Yes. And filled him with a terrible resolve. I believe we're seeing that today.
Yep.
The same exact thing. And there are, it said the Japanese didn't come here because every citizen had a gun.
Yeah, there was an armed American behind every blade of grass.
Yes, that kind of thing. So they didn't come. Well, that armed American behind every blade of grass exists.
Yes.
And it's getting angry and angrier.
Yeah, and you're only seeing, they've grabbed the tiger by the tail here, and all we're seeing is a very small amount of the patriots in this country. That's just fraction. That's
minuscule fraction of what's ready to do their part.
Yep.
And the state senates, the state senators and the state governors are going to have the same problem, the same thing, because the COVID is all up. The COVID garbage, the destruction of the economy, the lockdowns, the masks, the social distancing, all of that is all a means of destroying the unity of this country, every bit of it. And when the people finally realize that, I won't be able to provide all the books that everybody wants.
And
I'm ready to do it, though.
Yeah. And
I'm ready to do it.
The left's idea, the global cabal's idea of a great reset, is way different than our idea of a great reset.
Yeah,
I got a reset for you, baby.
Yeah. Yep, it's a lot different. And I you know, that thing, I don't know how to say the phrase, but it says you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Yes.
It's got an Italian or a Greek phrase or something that says that. But it means you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Yep.
And as you folks were talking, you two gentlemen were talking, they're putting up a cross in front of the Capitol building. That's the Patriots, if you will, a cross for Christianity, representing Christianity, that is. So for whatever that's worth in terms of the optics, meanwhile, in the back of the Capitol,
that's the inspiration behind this. This is about Christianity, patriotism.
Exactly.
This country was founded based on God.
Amen. Amen.
That's the end of story. These people have subverted and perverted and destroyed and continue to destroy our religious principles, our the base of the country. We're not 350 million flaming homosexuals that don't know what bathroom to use. Okay?
Guys, think about for a minute. Did you just see the symbolism of that cross?
Yes.
The symbolism of the guys who raised the American flag, the
yes.
four or five guys that made raised
yes.
the American flag during war.
Yes.
See it right there
yes.
again? That's
but
the
you know
same
what,
symbol.
Right. And you know what the media is going to do with it? That where it's the South is rising again, and they were going to burn the cross. They were going to burn the cross, but the Antifa stopped them.
The people know what that represents,
that's
and it
right.
is precisely the same image shot as raising the American flag on that island at the top.
That is the battle
and
hymn.
Those soldiers.
Okay, so
what this is the battle hymn of the Republic.
Did you get the video I just sent you?
Hold on for 1 second here.
Okay.
We're getting this in real time. Matt Suskevich from the nation's capital. Matt, can you hear me? All right. What's going on? We're working on getting the video.
Okay. Roughly 50 minutes ago, the Capitol grounds were shut off with barricades down below the lawn at the street level. 50 minutes ago, as we were on the other side of the street taking some observations, they collapsed the barricades and rushed the Capitol, Doug, on the east side, on the front of the Capitol. And now there's probably a million people in the front lawn at the Capitol. And on the back side of it.
But by the way, I want to inform you, you're on the air. Okay. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right. And, on the back side of the Capitol, Doug, there's probably 150,000, maybe 200,000 around the back. There are, I would say, rough numbers, 500 uniforms we've seen.
Oh, no, they got about
1,200. Hold on, Matt. I've got to say, we're signing off of Global Star Radio Network carrying through in overtime. Go ahead, Matt.